So the question really is, do we want to encourage or discourage this behavior? Obviously, it seems to me we don't want people doing this sort of thing with children. So with everybody paying attention to this case, then the question becomes, will the prosecutor take it on and pursue charges? Not that this guy should be locked up for the rest of his life, but if we mean it when we enact laws that say we don't want children's genitalia to be exploited, especially for monetary gain, then here's a statute on the books that says this man can and should be prosecuted. Why wouldn't an elected district attorney take this case on? Just to make it clear to anybody else who's thinking of doing this, don't you dare. Don't you dare. We care about children in Massachusetts. We don't want people profiting off the exploitation of their genitals. This is a perfect example of what we don't want to see happen. And it's not just a slippery slope argument. It's frankly that we don't even want to have the conversation about the slope, because any and all exploitation of children is harmful. You know, the guy who posted this will no doubt say, I didn't post it for the purpose of causing any kind of sexual experience for anybody. But it really isn't about what he hoped people felt when they looked at the picture. It's about whether it has a sexual purpose attached. And make no mistake about it, if you're asking the public to look at the photograph and to have a certain feeling or reaction to the size of a little boy's penis, you are sexualizing the child, period, end of discussion.